You waited a long time to be a head coach. What's it been like for you?
Well, last Sunday it was good.
That's been it. That's the only good part so far.
A lot better than it was a lot better than a week earlier than that. But no, it's been a lot of fun for me, and you know everything, a lot of the newness of all the different things I'm doing, and you know in a different type of year with you know the lockout and not being with the players. So it's been very interesting that way. But I've enjoyed it, and it's a great challenge. And you know, like I said last week, and as anyone knows, when you win in this league, there's no better feeling. And when you lose, it's just the opposite.
It was a pretty chippy game between the Broncos and the Titans last year. So a lot of personal fouls, some fines after the game. Will any of that carry over? I know it's whole new coaching staffs on both sides, but could any of that carry over this year?
Well, I think the fact that it'll carry over for us is that you know we did almost the same thing last year. We came in off a big win in New York to beat the Giants. Came in to home where we felt comfortable that we you know hard to beat, and Denver came in to beat us. You know when we were 2-1 at that point, and you know it was kind of one of those games we didn't play very well. They made the plays at the key moments to beat us and get the lead at the end on the last drive, and then the kickoff. You know it was kind of an odd play where we. It almost ended up being an onside kick by accident. And so, yeah, I think it's something you'll forget. I think even though, yes, it's all different, a lot of different players, different coaches, but it's still Broncos and Titans. So I think that's still a memory that we blew an opportunity last year to really get off start on the right foot.
With some maybe bad blood remaining with some of the guys that are still here, do you have to remind your team to stay composed and try to avoid personal?
I think worried about those type of things. I don't think that carries over as far as you know individual things that happened in the game, or if any of the players are still here or there for that matter. But I think it's more just about the fact that you know, like I mentioned, the organization coming in almost in a similar situation as last year, and we got beat at home in a game that we thought we felt good about playing, and it just didn't play well.
Munch, do you have any theories about the passing numbers around the league this year? It's, you guys were part of it last week, but they've all been pretty high.
Not really. I think 2 weeks is hard. I know everyone looks at stats early in the season. 2 weeks, I think it's kind of hard to tell. You know, I think that changes a lot as the seasons go on. As most people know, you start running the ball a lot more in the second half of the season, and the weather changes, and there's a lot of things that kind of equal it out. But and I know, you know, 2 weeks is the most it's ever been. But not, you know what? I really don't know. I mean, in our game, for example, same way. I didn't. We wouldn't. I think it was gonna be a balanced attack. And next thing you know, we had to switch over to something that was working better. So not really. I guess at the end of the year, I'll sit and if it's that drastic at the end of the year, then maybe we look at something. But right now. No.
What was the thought process before behind you guys going out and getting Hasselbeck? What did why him in particular, and what has he, I guess, added to your quarterback's room?
Well, the quarterback pool, because of the lockout and not being able to really talk to quarterbacks and bring them in, and you really couldn't think about trading people, that there's only so many options available, and we were happy he was one of them because we thought he'd be a great fit for us because he was a veteran. We made the decision to draft Jake Locker in the first round, so we knew we needed some experience to match with that. We thought Matt was a good fit for that just because of what he's done, leading the team to Super Bowl. I mean, we needed leadership also here. We were making a huge change, and we felt we needed leaders here, especially at the quarterback position. He fit that role as a leader, what he did at Seattle. And we had a comfort here because Mike Reinfeld, our GM, was in Seattle with him. A couple of our personnel people were with him in Seattle. Jerry Gray, who's our coordinator, was just with him a year ago. So we had a lot of people that felt very comfortable with him and saw how he worked up close and really felt he fit all those things I just talked about. And he'd be great for a young quarterback. We felt that was another thing that was important. And we're happy with Jake. I mean, I think Jake could start right now for us if he had to. But I think we're in a good position. We have two guys we feel we can win with. And Matt's been what we thought. He's come in a tough situation with, not being here until training camp. And he's, learning our system, learning our receivers, and it's just getting better each week, only 2 weeks in. So we're hoping that we can continue with consistency with him. But he's just been great for our team. The tempo, all that stuff was stuff that we hoped we'd have. And when he came in here, he was exactly what we thought he'd be. So that worked out very well for us.
The critique from the outside is that maybe Chris Johnson's trying too hard to hit the home run play every time instead of taking what's given. Would you agree with that? What's your take on that? And also, how important is it for you guys to get him back assimilated into your offense more deeply?
I think Chris is, I mean, I think that's something that Chris has always had in the back of his mind from even when he was having success about the home run. I think when you have that ability, the negative is that you're always thinking about trying to get it. Like a home run hitter always trying to hit the home run. I think it's always in the back of his mind. I don't think it's any more this year than it has been, other than I know that, you know, he knows when he got all this attention this year. He wanted to be paid the top. He was, and so it brings a lot more, much more is expected, not just from here, but around the country, I think, about him. So there's a little more pressure that way, but he's handling it well. It's only two games in. We've had games like that, runs like this before in the running game with him, you know, we'll pop out of it. The bottom line is, as we all know, is winning football games. And, yes, we'd like him to say this is the week that he'll have a good game running the ball, but even if it's not, if we win the game, then we'll worry about that next week. But every week we go on the same approach. I mean, we're not going to try to force anything. You know, Denver takes that away or does a good job of tackling him or, you know, avoid, you know, keeps us from being able to make plays with him, then we'll have to find other ways to win. But we no doubt, for us to be successful, we need him and we need the running game to continue to improve. But I think it's a mixture of things. It's not all him. Just like when he gets a big day, he has a lot of help. And that could be us checking into the right play, you know, him reading it right, us blocking better as a group. I mean, tight ends, everybody. So we'll see. Like I said about the you know, no, I just think it's too early to get too worried about what he's doing.
Munch, before the draft, what did you think of Orlando Franklin?
Hello?
We lose you?
Hello?
Munch?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I missed you there.
Munch, before the draft, what did you think of Orlando Franklin? I know you look at the linemen a lot.
Yeah, I got you. We liked him. I mean, I didn't study the linemen like I have in the past. Bruce did more of that to me because our need wasn't there at that position, in the draft. So as you know, it is most years we haven't really addressed the O-line in a few years. Usually looking for later round guys, but we liked him. I know Bruce liked him a lot. I mean, I had to watch him on tape. Looks like he's doing a pretty good job, and for a rookie to come in and be playing right away, just like Walton and Beatles did. I mean, they're doing a good job of bringing in linemen there. You know, obviously Clady a few years ago that are coming in and playing right away for them. So same thing. I think they'll just, you know, get better the more he plays. I mean, it's only two games in, but I think so far so good.